The Secrets of Life and Death by Rebecca Alexander. Read by India Fisher and Simon Slater. Dedication. To the 7 special people I have had the privilege of helping to bring up. Leonie, Jenny, Sophie, Carey, Sam, Isaac and Rosie. Prologue. As a boy, on one frosted morning, my father bade me dig out a pile of rotting straw that was obstructing the stable. I took a shovel and plunged it into the heap. Within, a knot of serpents in their winter sleep had been injured by my blade. One had been cut almost in two, and their bodies writhed together. Even in the depths of their hibernation, the severed bodies pumping blood upon their brethren. That night I was reminded, as the bodies of the Count and his lady writhed together over the bloodied limbs of Zofia the witch. The Countess, no longer with the greyness of death upon her skin, looked young again. Her teeth were stained with the witch's blood, and her body scarred with the symbols I had seen burned and carved into her living flesh. I knew then that I was damned, and the sorcery we had completed would haunt the world. But at the beginning of our journey, I knew nothing but the flattering invitation of King Isvan Bartari to travel through his beautiful but barbarous country to aid his dying niece, the Countess Elizabeth Bartari. Edward Kelly, St. Clement's Eve, 1585. On paper owned by Ms. Jackdaw Hammond, translated from the Latin original.